Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Principal Street Municipal Funds Update Call. It is now my pleasure to turn today's conference over to Nick Henry, Principal Street's Portfolio Director of Municipal Bond Strategies. Please go ahead.
Thanks for joining us today. By way of introduction, for those of you who may not be as familiar with us as a team, our team here is the Municipal Bond Strategies team as part of Principal Street Partners. And over the last year and a half since coming aboard at Principal Street Partners, specifically on the high income fund to start with, and then more recently a short term high grade fund, we have built out what we think is the team that we want to have to run municipal bonds here at Principal Street on behalf of you and your clients. And that starts with our CIO of Muni Bonds, Troy Willis. Charles Valeri, also aboard as a senior portfolio manager. And then Joe Gully, who was preceded us at Principal Street Partners as our head of director of credit research. And then two other people on sort of a contract basis doing credit work, which are Rich Stein and Renee Becca. And Charlie, Troy, Renee, Rich, and myself came over from the Oppenheimer Funds Rochester team initially. And obviously, as I mentioned, connected with Joe to form the overall team that we have here. And as I said, given what we're trying to do here, which we're going to talk about here more in depth in a minute, and the sort of scope and scale of that, we think that we've got the ideal team to put together portfolios made up of municipal bonds that are going to meet, if not exceed, our own expectations for what we want them to do. So I'm going to actually turn over to Troy Willis right now to take you through those funds specifically, as well as, you know, start to talk about and circle into how we're looking at the muni market and all its various iterations and machinations so far this year. So Troy, why don't you take it away?
Thanks, Nick, and thanks for everybody dialing in. Just a quick synopsis of sort of the Principal Street team that Nick kind of talked about. These are all the people mentioned here. We have three high-yield credit analysts who have focused on high-yield munis for more than, you know, 20 years each. I've been a high-yield manager managing over $30 billion at former Oppenheimer Funds, Rochester Funds, for over 20 years. Charlie worked with me over there for, I think it's close to 15 years. So we have a very veteran, senior group who knows this market. We know this market. It's a niche market. We know our market. We've been doing it a long time. And our idea here is to put together a very strong boutique to be the experts in munis. And we're going to build, you know, a really good quality team. We wanted to get out of the big monster, you know, trillion-dollar asset manager arm and really have a strong boutique where we can use our, you know, our years of experience to really build better portfolios and not be subject to the sort of bureaucracy or the whims, right? I mean, we're gonna build this thing out in the right way. We want to be your long-term sort of muni experts. So that being said, we've taken over the high yield fund. We call it a true high yield fund because there are plenty of funds in the high yield muni category that are not true high yield funds that our average A or better credit quality. You see that by, you know, yields and, you know, three handle. That to our world point of view is not a high yield fund. If you're yielding 3% right now, you're, you know, less than, you know, treasury bonds. That's not a high yield fund. So we're yielding close to 6.15 tax free. That's double digits now, 10 and a quarter or so taxable equivalent yield. So we focus on true high yield funds and that part of the category. We want to deliver real, real returns. Charlie and I have been doing this for a long time. We've analyzed it. You know, your return in bond funds over long periods of time is very, very focused on your income. So we focus on having good diversified credit, you know, portfolios, doing good credit work. Taking advantage of other volatilities and unique parts of the high muni high yield market and getting that extra income, building a really good portfolio and delivering you know, high yield, true income, day to day, month to month. And that's really our, you know, our focus here on the high yield fund. And so far, Nick talked about performing compared to expectations, where, you know, the high yield fund is now, you know, down, you know, 13% year to date, which is, you know, awful on an absolute basis. We all know that. But we're beating other true high yield funds and the average, you know, we're better than the average in the category, and we're several hundred basis points ahead of many other of the larger competitors that we see as our true competitors in this section. So not great on absolute, but on a relative basis, you know, we're the highest yielding fund and we're in the top third. And most of the funds that are beating us this year are, you know, short funds or very high grade, you know, combination of short duration, high grade funds. We were a little cautious heading into this as yields have been lower, you know, but we're still a high yield muni bond fund. So we're going to behave like a muni bond fund. We're just going to be better, right? We're going to have a little less downside is the goal in years like this. And we're going to have a little more upside on good and, you know, better years, and focus on just taking advantage of the ups and downs and delivering, you know, that high income. The other fund that we started recently to build out our boutique here is a short high grade fund. It's 90% investment grade, 2.5 year duration, yielding around 2.5% tax free right now. We started a few months ago. It still has, you know, in a pretty tough year, it has done what it's supposed to do. It has a positive total return still. And, you know, the short end of the curve continues to rise here in here and give us some really nice opportunities to start adding yield in the short end of the curve again, right? This year was the first time in a long time that you're really able to get any significant yield on the short end. So rightly so, there's been money there. I'm not sure why, but on the short end of the curve, but now we're getting, you know, real yield in there. And I'll Charlie talk about some of the details of how we take advantage of the uniqueness of the muni market, so that we're not just buying sort of, you know, plain vanilla stuff. We're not just buying the index like many of our competitors. We're truly active management, taking advantage of some opportunities. So Charlie, why don't you talk about that first, and we'll talk about general market conditions a little bit more.
Yeah, certainly. I think I'll just, you know, add a little bit to the complex as a whole. You know, we have these two funds, and we've really focused a lot of our effort in structuring, you know, I think two funds appropriately. And it's really predicated on many years of observation and our understanding of this market. And the asset class as a whole has many inefficiencies. Two of the greatest, though, are its propensity to misprice credit risk, which is why we have the high-yield fund and actively manage that fund. And then the other is the propensity of market participants to overpay for certainty. And there's a lot of complacency. There's a lot of passive assets in this category. And when you talk about higher-grade bonds down the curve, many of those funds look all the same. And what we've known and learned over all this time is that you can, through some real effort on the portfolio manager's part, add meaningful value through much higher levels of tax-free income versus the kind of set it and forget it type of approach that almost all the other dollars in that part of the sector do. And I think, you know, put some numbers to that, you know, Troy, with the rates going up and reinvesting, we actually, that short fund is now yielding, you know, 275. But to put that in perspective, the category average is about 1.4%. And that fund, our fund, is the highest yielding by quite a substantial margin, nearly 100 basis points. Yet we've had less volatility. We've continued to have a positive total return over these last several months with the volatility in the short end, the speculation in rates, a lot of the technical pressures. And so I think we've been pleased with how that fund has performed, just as we are with GSTAX, and how, although on an absolute basis, the returns have been less than what we would prefer. All else equal, we've added material value to our shareholders' experience and outperformed a lot of the large, high-yield bellwethers that people look for, and have done so with the highest yield in the whole category, again, by a meaningful amount. So in periods where rates are backing up and the market is volatile and technicals are swamping munis, one thing that is unusual is to have highest yielding funds in their categories not dead last during these periods. And that's kind of a rule of thumb for all fixed income. But we're able to, again, actively manage our smaller, more nimble funds. We're able to reinvest at much higher prevailing market rates right now. And we're seeing the market providing yield and income that is quite exciting if you're actually a manager and you're buying these future cash flows. So everything that's said today, I think one of the takeaways, and you'll probably hear us repeat this again, but the opportunity right now is often not found. In a career that is almost 20 years now, and Troy is as long as, and longer, you don't have many windows where you can buy tax-free income that is a six handle on the long end of the curve, or even down the curve where we're talking near 3% tax-free. So the structure with the short fund is certainly different than a high-yield approach. The average credit quality of that fund is, you know, around AA minus to A plus, with a duration of 2 to 2.5 years. The thing that's, I think, very unique is in this asset class, we have embedded call options, right, for those that are familiar with munis, and that adds some unique features to fixed income where you can build very defensive portfolios and not have to forego meaningful amounts of tax-free income. So with a high-quality portfolio and a very short duration, we're able to, through efforts on our part, and the risk is really on our part when it comes to having to deal with call risk or reinvesting cash flows, which in this environment is great because you're reinvesting at much higher levels as your portfolio rolls, are able to pass that on through effort to the shareholders. So we found that these two funds, of all the types and styles of funds that we've managed through our careers, are really the two keystone offerings you need to have, not just in and of themselves, but when you consider splitting tickets and pairing exposures to both funds in order to meet whatever risk limits that your clients have or return objectives. You can create a solution with either one of these funds or a combination of them that are going to be, I think, very solid performers. And our expectation is, again, based on quite a few years of focusing on these strategies alone and seeing that make its way. So I'll pass it back to Troy.
Yeah, and I'd say one of the, just talking about cash flows is really a huge part of how we, you know, think about things. Again, in that short fund, you know, we have a lot of these high coupon, you know, we call high coupon currently callable bonds, is a major component of how we manage that fund and limit volatility so that you're always getting sort of a constant stream of income in there. So when rates rise, we can put it to work at a higher rate, right? So that you're always sort of reinvesting and minimizing that volatility. If rates rise, and then you're able to put that money to work at a higher rate. And we've seen that over long periods of time, you know, having that steady stream of cash flow is really what matters in bonds. So it's interesting over the last, you know, 10 years, right? I'll just look at the last 5 years. The NASDAQ, even as we sit today, has returned 15% returns over the last 5 years. The S&P 500 has returned 10% over the last 5 years. Bonds, 2 to 3%. It hasn't been a great decade for bonds for a bunch of different reasons. Obviously, a big part of that is all the stimulus and keeping rates low over that time period. And again, it's the income that drives your total long-term return on, you know, bonds. So now we've finally, you know, I've heard for years, you know, we've got to find ways to get income. You know, we need a raise. You know, they're arbitrarily keeping rates lower. There's a lot of problems, and people's bond portfolios have shrunk quite a bit over the time period. I mean, now as we sit now, the average portfolio is around 10 to 15% in bonds, which is lower than the general long-term average. Even as we have an aging population, right? That number should be increasing, but it's been low. Now, I think rightly so. When rates are really, overall prevailing rates are very low, you have less bond allocation. As rates start to rise, and I think, we have the Fed raise rates today, 75 basis points. As rates rise, that balance starts to change a little bit. That ratio should start to change. And I think you'll see that over the next, coming years. I think people starting to see, well, wait a minute, there's actual risk in stocks now. And this year has helped people kind of see that. We took a short-term hit in your bond portfolios because of the rates rising. But you'll see that's actually a positive going forward, right? Moving forward, that's a good thing for rates as you're getting that higher, you're locking in those higher, income as you're going forward. And that's what's going to drive your return over the next 10 years, right? We don't get to invest over the last 10 years. We only invest over the next 10 years. So we're getting that higher income. I think that's going to lead to more interest. I mean, last handful of years, everybody's been focused on trying to find ways to get income and in a bunch of different ways, through structured finance and lots of different products. And, I think you're going to see some reverting back to looking at, bonds now that they're, starting to pay, legitimate, real yields. So I think that's going to be a big help going forward. How we manage these portfolios, there's a couple of things we've been doing. So we're worried about, right, the Fed's going to keep raising rates, I think, to push down inflation. It's been interesting, too. We watched the long end of the curve. Everybody talks about the 2 and 10. We also, monitor the 30-year quite a bit. It's actually down a few basis points today after the Fed rose, increased rates. So sometimes that confuses people. It raises short-term rates, but how would that lower long-term rates? And it's all about the confidence of the Fed. Long-term bondholders, inflation is the number one enemy. That's been the problem. So if we're confident, if the overall market is confident the Fed is going to do its job and continue to raise rates on the short end to help combat and bring down inflation, that's actually good for the long end of the curve. And we're starting to see that. I think it had to come back some just because it was so low across the board and they were arbitrarily, right, keeping rates significantly low. So now at the long end, you're at 3.5% for the Treasury. I think you're seeing that stabilize a little bit, and that's due to the market is – they're at least the Fed is saying they're going to do the right things, right? And they're still – we're only at 3% on the Fed funds rate, so – there's not been a lot of pain from raising rates yet. It takes time. And I think they'll keep doing that. We get for us on the long end of the term, it's really just monitoring inflation. And is it going to steadily, come down? And I think if you see inflation continue to come down, then the long end of the curve will generally stay pretty solid over the next few years. I think there's more risk in my worldview on, stocks. The stated goal of the Fed is to slow down the economy. That's going to be, a little worse for stocks and, better for long-term bondholders. So it's the first time in a long time that I think I would have said that, right? I've been more equity focused like everybody else when rates are lower, but now rates are higher, much more interested in, long-term, locking in some of these long-term rates over time.
Yeah, let's add a little bit too about, the kind of view going forward and some of the things we see in the market, right? Munis, it's these environments where you, as a manager, you get excited because you know how this story plays out. And some of the best indicators of what future muni performance is are things such as the muni to treasury ratio, which right now is above 100%. That's always a leading indicator that munis are going to outperform treasuries and typically have had great periods of returns in the subsequent months and years after this ratio has been sustained. We're talking about, you know, covenants and new deals that are coming at very attractive rates, but it is a lender's market. So we're looking at the quality of these non-rated deals stronger than they've been any time in the last 10 years. In order to get a deal done, it needs to have meaningful amounts of equity, the appropriate capital structure. So being a lender to new issue money right now in the high yield space, you're actually getting great credits. And you're doing so when true high yield credit spreads are, again, another indicator of value, are much wider. Those have definitely blown out, and they are wider than they are historically by a meaningful amount. And that is often an indicator of what is going to be a stronger and brighter future for performance. And all this is being done as we, you know, rotate the portfolio, position it to capture these high levels of tax-free income. And that's really what we do as bond fund managers, is you are purchasing future cash flows, and we're able to build a better portfolio today than we could 24 months ago, from both quality of the credits, in structure of the bonds themselves, in the structure of the portfolio. So as much as, you know, everyone has taken their lumps and it can be somewhat defeating, this is usually the time in these cycles where you make the best decisions on the long-term basis that really drives that long-term performance. And that goes, you know, it's the same for the short fund, although that horizon is shorter. Those great bonds that we buy now, they'll roll off in a couple of years. But again, we're building that portfolio as well to have, you know, strong income generating total return performance. And so, you know, these are always the times where the market as a whole is suffering from technical factors, which again is another indicator of, once we get past the technical pressures of outflows and the frictions that happen in an inefficiently operating market like the muni market, that again, credit spreads will tighten, bond prices will recover, and we'll end up, I think, enjoying the ride afterwards, after, you know, able to leg into, again, additional levels of tax exempt yield.
You know, the sort of technical environment that Charlie and Troy have described, historically what we've seen are investors who get in to the muni market in that type of environment end up being real happy over the rest of that, at least that rest of that cycle. And you know, I mean, if you want to put it bluntly, I mean, that's a buying low type of mentality. And I know we all understand the benefits or the power of that investment outlook or investment thesis, buying low. But it can be sort of difficult to see the benefits of that at times. But nonetheless, people who take advantage of that historically, the way we manage, we've always managed, have tended to be very happy over the long run, at the very least of their income levels. So just something to keep in mind there as we head into tax season or tax loss harvesting season. I should also mention that should any of you or any of your colleagues have any questions, either about the muni market in general, as Troy said, we want to be your muni bond experts, but about the muni market in general, or about these funds in particular, or just of us in general, reach out to our partners on the distribution side, SkyPoint Capital. They're great at what they do, and they will make sure that you get answers, whether it be from them specifically directly or from us as need be. So please take advantage of those connections and those relationships on the road. Thanks, everybody, and have a great day.